Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Boston is ready to roll out the red carpet for the Royals. They have a three-day trip that will take place this week, and it's all centered on climate.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now to the race for Chicago mayor. Current mayor, Lori Lightfoot.
Mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot.
It's showtime.
Reach voters all across the city to remind them not only what we've done over the last 3.5 years, but what our vision is for the next four, and why the only rational choice is to return me to office.
The word on the street is that you guys aren't allowed to be liberal anymore. Is that the case?
I don't think we ever were liberal.
You serious?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moonbats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number is 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Find my druthers. Now, I was thinking about this during the break. If I could get rid of one person on CNN, Jake Tapper. He's the quintessential Democrat operative with a press pass, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they're on every network, cable and broadcast, but he bothers me. He worked for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law, who was a congressman from suburban Philadelphia, whose husband was a Iowa Democrat congressman who went to prison for bank fraud and still owes $10 million. And his experience as a journalist is he used to date Monica Lewinsky. And he was one of the people that was pushing the fraud of the Steele dossier before Trump was inaugurated. He'd be my guy to go. But I think if they haven't announced the layoffs, if we don't have a list of the layoffs tomorrow, that will be the poll question. Who do you want to see gone? Be Anderson Cooper. I don't think Don Lamone is going to go. I mean, he checks multiple boxes. But then Anderson Cooper does too. But they just moved him, so I don't think they'll get rid of him. So I would put the guy, Berman, what's his name? Is it John Berman? I would put him on the, he's really obnoxious. And then I would put Allison Camerata, just because I know her. I remember when she used to be a normal person. I could say that about a lot of people I know in TV news. I mean, I guess if you're in TV, you're never really normal, but she could pass almost for normal. But we'll do that then. And of course, it'll be Jim Acosta will be on the list. But anyway, 8-4, that'll be tomorrow's poll question if we don't have the list of casualties by then. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As you know, the Title 42, which has been used as a way of keeping some illegal aliens south of the border so they can't come up here and go on welfare and commit crimes, has been overturned by a federal judge. So there's going to be an onslaught of disease, crime, welfare dependency right just in time for the Christmas season. Thank you, Brandon. Another thing to thank him for. And we're going to have Tom Holman's on in a couple of days. Actually, 48 hours from right now, he'll be on with us on the show, the former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, talking about what's going to be going on. But I didn't want you to think that we've forgotten about what's going on with crime here and welfare dependence with all that's going on. As you may know, if you're in Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker, I call him Parker, has asked the legislature for an extra $139 million to deal with all the welfare needs of all the illegal aliens that are swarming across the United States border and into Massachusetts. They're doing this in multiple states, multiple cities. Eric Adams has got the same problem in New York City. The mayor, Bowser, in D.C. has talked about calling out the National Guard to get control of the situation. It's just a complete fiasco. But I just want to go over some of the crime stories that, you know, I don't think we'll go with this for the whole hour, but I did want to just mention some of the new crime stories just from today from illegal aliens. The first one is from the state of New Hampshire. Whenever I'm on the mailing list of the state police, the New Hampshire State Police, and whenever I get a DWI arrest message, an email, I always open it. I don't always open an arson case or an aggravated assault case, but I always open a DWI. And you know why? Because I have a hunch that I'm going to come up with a name that's going to allow me to play a horn in the show in the afternoon. And sure enough, that happened today. Press release, DWI arrests. Operator traveling at 116 miles per hour. 116 miles per hour. His name is Freddie Maracho Dash Karchi. I hear the horn.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
It's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Brandon's administration. Age 25 from Milford, Massachusetts. You know, Milford is where the is where the illegal alien that was drunk, the Ecuadorian illegal, was drunk with his anchor baby in the sitting on the seat beside him with about a million empty beer cans, and he ran over an American citizen named Matthew Denise. He's still in state prison in Massachusetts for a few more months. Milford is overrun with illegal aliens. After a roadside investigation, Trooper Frost placed Maracho Karichi under arrest. He was transported to the Tilton NH Police Department, where he was bailed. How was he bailed, by the way? And released on his own personal recognizance. He was drunk at 116 miles an hour. And by the way, wait for it. I sent out his picture. I tweeted out his mugshot. So he looks like a Freddie Maracho Karchi. He was operating without a valid license. Huh. Go figure. He's scheduled to appear in Franklin District Court at a later date. So that's one undocumented Democrat in the news. Here's my next undocumented immigrant in the news. And this is from Breitbart. And again, these are all new stories today. An illegal alien is accused of placing a hidden camera in the shower of his wife's teenage daughter's bedroom. Horacio Manaro Dash Hernandez, a 39-year-old illegal alien, was arrested by the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department and charged with two counts of child sexual exploitation after his wife found a video camera and a light fixture in the shower of her teenage daughter's bathroom. The illegal alien, Manaro Hernandez, was remodeling their home's other bathroom and had told her to have her daughter shower in the bathroom where he allegedly hid the camera. When his wife found it, he told her the placement of the camera was a mistake and suggested there was, quote, something wrong, unquote, in his head. He told police he never watched the teenage girl take a shower because the hidden camera did not work. There you go. That's another one. You want another one? Want another one? I don't know if these are illegal aliens, but these are newcomers to our land. Woman decapitated in House of Horrors, Philadelphia home. So, again, I immediately opened this because I suspect that these were newcomers to our land that were, you know, they were trying to get beyond the patriarchal Eurocentric Judeo-Christian culture in which you and I have been raised. Police arrest Ahmad Sharif in brutal killing. A 41-year-old woman was found decapitated in the kitchen of her Philadelphia home yesterday afternoon. Police arrested 34-year-old Ahmad Sharif, who was found hiding in the bushes several away. The victim was identified as Leila Al-Rahil. Both are reported to be Syrian immigrants. A neighbor said they moved in about 7 years ago and were welcomed by the neighbors, but soon the house became a constant source of chaos, mainly involving men arguing or fighting. Online court records show that Sharif, who's now suspected of chopping off the head of the other Syrian who lived there, agreed to plead guilty in 2015 to a disorderly conduct arrest. In 2016, he was charged with driving under the influence. He's from Syria and he's driving under the influence? Maybe he's from one of the minority religions. Maybe he's not a Muslim. ICE arrests 175 during national operation targeting non-citizens convicted of multiple DUI. This is from ICE. This is an ICE press release. 40-year-old Mexican national arrested of convicted of driving of homicide by vehicle first degree, arrested in Norcross, Georgia. I guess he won't be able to vote for Warnock, or maybe he already has voted for Warnock. A 35-year-old Salvadorian convicted of vehicular homicide, arrested in Bellport, New York. 45-year-old Mexican national convicted of hit and run causing death or injury, arrested in Banning, California. 48-year-old Salvadorian national convicted of multiple misdemeanor and felony DUI offenses, misdemeanor attempted criminal possession of a weapon, misdemeanor aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, arrested in Freeport, New York, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What did Donald Trump say in 2015 when he came down the escalator on Fifth Avenue? They're not sending us their best. I think the same applies today. He said some of them are good people, but they're not sending their best. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 508. Apparently the silver lining is Freddie will have a license in January. That'll make us much safer. Actually, it won't be until July that he'll be able to get a license in Massachusetts. But yeah, I'm sure. I think he probably drove home back to Milford. Milford man drove home from Tilton after he was arrested for driving 116 miles an hour drunk without a license. He don't need no stinking laws, man. Come on. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equities may be over. There's all sorts of turmoil. They think they may have settled the rail strike, sort of. Still could be shortages of diesel fuel, shortages of other energy supplies, shortages of antibiotics, the war in Ukraine, the crime wave being imported across the southern border, millions of welfare recipients that don't speak English crossing the border. It's a disaster. You know it. And this is all the more reason for you to protect your assets as best you can. In times of political and economic chaos like we're living through right now, historically, investors have turned to tangible assets. That means precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like the one we have right now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500 or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. You have nothing to lose but a higher insurance bill on all whatever you're paying, home, auto, whatever. RizzoInsurance.com, RizzoInsurance.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who does the deep state fear most right now? Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, or Elon Musk?
Elon Musk, I think, without a doubt.
Musk in the lead at 43%.
43, really?
Yeah, wow. 38% say DeSantis, and just 19% for Donald Trump.
That totally flipped around in an hour then, yep. Didn't it? That's something. I'm just looking at the Breitbart headlines here. Elon Musk, Twitter has interfered in elections. Ooh, they don't like to hear that. You know what else they don't like to hear is when he says that he says we're going to talk about how many accounts they banned or canceled on Twitter because of COVID disinformation. And of course, disinformation is deep state code for real information. They canceled over 11,000 accounts. 11,000. I mean, that in itself makes him a danger to the deep state. Let's see. Here's another headline from Breitbart. Report delays Twitter blue launch again as squabble with Apple heats up. See, Apple, which is conspiring with the Chinese government to keep these protests under control by dropping apps that enable people to protesters, insurrectionists, shall we say, to communicate. They're stopping that in China. Free speech. They're stopping free speech in China, and they're stopping free speech back in their home, United States of America. Or they want to stop it by taking Twitter off the app. It's just outrageous. And one of Biden's guys who's in the COVID office, whatever it is, I never heard of the guy until today, he said, well, they're going to lose all their accounts. They're going to lose all their public health advertising accounts for releasing all their, for putting everybody back on who was cut off, who was canceled because of COVID disinformation. And again, I'm putting air quotes around disinformation because it's real information. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, you know, it's like, how many of these people are they all socialists? The judge that just overturned the Article 42 for the people coming into our country?
I'm sure he was either an Obama or a Biden judge. I mean, that's what was so unfortunate about not taking control of the Senate, because if we had gotten control of the Senate, we could have blocked all these judges for the next 2 years. I mean, the Biden is going to, and Schumer are going to try to push through as many of these damn judges as possible. And these judges, they're not what you'd call legal scholars. They're just Democrat apparatchiks. They're just there. They're going to do whatever they're told by the Democrat Party, or they don't have to be told because they're indoctrinated. They went to Yale Law School or some other woke equivalent, and they're just going to do whatever it takes to ensure the fundamental transformation of America to allow more of these people to come in. As Limerick guy says, Freddie of Milford will disappear and then reappear as Frankie from Lowell. Yeah. Officer Mark, I'm guessing the illegal alien perv who hid the shower camera will sue the manufacturer because it was defective. I'll bet on that, too. I'm Howie Carr. It's time to see Shen Yun, a show banned in China but inspiring millions around the world. Experience the magnificence of China before communism, a journey that will fill you with hope and inspiration. It's just what you've been waiting for. All new production, the best holiday gift for you and your loved ones. Coming to Boston, Worcester, Providence, and Portland starting December 27th. Get your tickets today at shenyun.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 603 says, that guy in New Hampshire that was doing the illegal alien that was doing 116 miles an hour while driving drunk, he's as much of a Milford man as that Vineyard bank robber was a Canterbury, New Hampshire man. Yeah, I was thinking, yeah. Funny, he didn't... You know, not too many people in Canterbury, New Hampshire used to have accents, as they said, you know, that when they were robbing the bank, they had accents. They didn't have New Hampshire accents, I don't think. So, anyway, and someone said, Syria, men arguing and fighting is known as conversation. Yeah, that's true, too. Anyway, okay, we're gonna move on and talk about. I want to talk about Democrats in the news here in this next segment. But first of all, the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa, that was our cheap bastard deal today. It is sold out, but it's a great product, and you should think about getting one anyway. Just go to the website, and you can find out where you can order one. But we're sold out. The $80 value for $40 is gone. 844-500-4242. I'll start out with a limerick, and I didn't make this limerick up, but this concerns the fire on the president's rented vehicles on Nantucket. This is from PJ Media. There once was a prez on Nantucket, and he couldn't get round in a bucket. He rented some cars and drove under the stars until each one, a car fire struck it. And we won't need any of those on the chump line because I know that you will not have struck it as your last line. So we'll just have to X it out. We can't even put it on chop chump. So try
you
to
know the it. You know the thing.
You know the thing. You know the thing. 844-500-4242. We have a you know, one more thing on Elon Musk and about how scared the deep state is of Elon Musk. This is from The Washington Examiner. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen backpedaled on prior remarks while underscoring Wednesday that the government may evaluate Elon Musk's Twitter takeover if it determines a review is necessary. Yellen claimed that she had misspoke when she told a CBS that there was no basis for a review of his purchase of Twitter. I'm not going to say specifically what we are looking at, Yellen added at an event hosted by the New York Times on Wednesday. We don't comment on what's in progress. So there, you know, again, they weren't concerned when they were trying to rig the 2020 presidential election for Joe Biden. The federal government was not concerned about that when they censored the New York Post. They were not concerned when they cut 11,000 people off of Twitter, the public square of the world, as Elon Musk describes it, I think accurately, somewhat anyway, for trying to spread real science, real numbers about COVID. They didn't care about that. But now that he's let Donald Trump back on, now it's a federal investigation, a federal investigation. 844-500-4242. So first of all, some Democrats in the news. We're going to talk about the scam bank run fraud here. The guy who ran FTX, he's now involved. It appears that he was running a Ponzi scheme with cryptocurrency. And now it turns out that he was, in addition to buying Democrat candidates, he was buying media outlets. And so there's a new outfit called Semaphore, and it's run by this guy named Ben Smith. Does that name ring a bell? He used to be the editor of BuzzFeed, and he was the guy who originally published Hillary Clinton's Steele dossier. He's the one who made it all possible. This was the collection of made up, drunken nonsense that was paid for by Hillary Clinton with the help of illegal aliens from Russia, hacks from Massachusetts who had drunk driving records, and a British quote-unquote spy. And he's the one who put it out there, and that enabled CNN to run with it, and that led to 4 years of the Russian collusion hoax. Ben Smith. And then after that, after his stellar work for the Democrat Party and getting out the fake dossier, he was hired as a media columnist for the New York Times, where he continued his above and beyond the call of duty to the Democrat Party. And then he left the New York Times to find this Semaphore, which I'd never heard of until today. But industrialist Elon Musk took aim at Bankman-Fried, funded media, calling out Semaphore, a journalistic outfit founded by dodgy BuzzFeed editor Ben Smith, for what Musk claims to be false reporting on FTX founder Bankman-Fried's equity stake in Twitter. So in other words, again, this is another indication the deep state media, in this case, Ben Smith, is trying to dust up Elon Musk. And apparently Bankman-Fried did own some stock in Twitter, but he didn't convert it when he took the company private. Musk took the company private. Musk also highlighted the fact that Semaphore, which again is owned by this guy who's an operative for the deep state, for the Democrat Party, received investments from Bankman-Fried earlier this year in a $25 million fundraising round. Here's what Elon Musk tweeted out yesterday. Semaphore is owned by SBF, that's Sam Bankman-Fried, the big Democrat, the Democrat fundraiser, donor behind Elon Musk, behind, George Soros. This is a massive conflict of interest in your reporting. Journalistic integrity is shot. Smith said he founded Semaphore earlier this year for a focus on global news for college-educated readers. That means Democrats, in other words. College. I mean, who's kidding who with this college-educated stuff? I mean, come on! Like a college education means anything. It's like graduating from the third grade 50 years ago. I mean, not even the third grade. Semaphore published an article suggesting Bankman-Fried owned a $100 million stake in Twitter, which wouldn't be very much, by the way, considering he spent, what, $40 billion to buy it? The Semaphore article noted that FTX listed Twitter shares as an illiquid asset on its balance sheet. And so another guy said, is it perhaps the case that Bankman-Fried thought he was actually buying goodwill and favorable coverage? So that's one thing. Okay, more Samuel Bankman-Fried in the news. The Oregon Democrat Party won't say if it will return a contribution from another FTX executive. The largest contribution in history to the Democrat Party of Oregon Political Action Committee was made in the name of a Las Vegas-based crypto startup called Prime Trust. But in fact, the $500,000 came from Nishad Singh, director of engineering at FTX. And the Democrat Party of Oregon didn't correct the information until it was called out by the local newspaper in Portland, the Oregonian. More Democrats in the news. Concord, New Hampshire. Representative Stacy Lawton, 37 of Nashua. We've talked about him before because he is, in fact, a him, although he's called a her in here. is accused of violating. He's now jailed on a stalking charges, accused of violating a court order that prohibits him from posting on social media about another woman. The prosecutors are also asking the judge to impose a suspended sentence of up to 9 months that the Democrat statesman was given last year. In that case, their state rep was accused of texting 911 for no emergency or police-related matters a dozen times last summer, summer of 2021. In 2012, Lawton was believed to be the first transgender person elected to a state legislature, but never took her seat, resigning after reports of a prior felony conviction raised questions about her legal ability to serve. The state's ballot law commission denied a request to run again in 2014, saying these pronouns are going to drive everybody in the world crazy.
It is ma'am.
His. I don't care what the AP says. He's a he. He needs a shave. I saw his mugshot after his most recent arrest. Someone get him a Western razor. Good Lord. The state's ballot law commission denied his request to run again in 2014, saying Lawton's 2008 convictions for identity fraud and falsifying evidence disqualified her, I mean him, until 2018. He ran again and won in 2020 and this year. He remains jailed and a hearing is set for tomorrow. Okay? I got more of this stuff, but I'll take a call or two here. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. You know why they're after Elon Musk is because he is the tip of the spear for the First Amendment, giving Americans, the press, and everybody exactly what it was meant for: an independent, unaffiliated, free voice of America. And the people that we want to hear from. If we don't like you, then you don't get your tweet clicks or whatever it is. You know what I mean? I'm
right.
Not a tweeter. But you know what I mean? That's what they want to do. They want to silence you. They want to silence me. They want to silence everybody that doesn't agree with them. And I hope people...
This is really bad. This guy is an African immigrant to our land, Dave. And they're treating him just like he's a cisgender white male. You know? What the hell do you have to do to get some respect? I remember a homeless African bank robber who was cut loose after 7 months and allowed to stab to death two legal immigrants who were anesthesiologists in South Boston. He was treated with more respect. He only got 7 months for robbing two banks, whereas Elon Musk, who actually pays his own way in the country, they would love to put the guy in jail. It's really outrageous what's going on here. I agree. I never cared much for Elon Musk. I figured he was kind of freeloading with all the subsidies he was getting even before Brandon became president for the electric vehicles. But now I'm on his side. 844-500-4242. So here's another thing. I mentioned this earlier. There's a guy named Jeremy Konyndyk. Where do they get these names? K-O-N-Y-N-D-Y-K. Jeremy Konyndyk. He's in the White House. He describes himself as the president's COVID lead at a federal agency, USAID. He took to Twitter yesterday and inadvertently said the quiet part out loud about online censorship. So Twitter, again, as I mentioned earlier, Twitter has announced that they're going to restore all the 11,000 accounts, if they can get them back on, that were canceled, thrown off of Twitter for posting against the public health deep state orthodoxy about COVID. There's a CNN tweet here about it. Twitter said it will no longer enforce its longstanding COVID misinformation policy, yet another sign of how Elon Musk plans to transform the social media company he bought a month ago. And so this White House aide retweets that CNN tweet that I just read you, and he says, farewell to Twitter's healthcare ad revenue. That's amazing, isn't it? Farewell to Twitter's healthcare ad revenue. So, in other words, if all these pharmaceutical companies that are making billions of dollars on these worthless booster shots are going to withdraw their advertising because they don't want anyone pointing out that their booster shots are worthless. The background here is that Twitter, at the behest of Elon Musk, released a trove of data on previously banned accounts due to supposed COVID misinformation. And so this guy on Red State points out, why would healthcare providers, namely Big Pharma, suddenly want to stop advertising on Twitter just because the social media company has canned its medical censorship policies? Could it be that those companies were benefiting economically from that censorship? The reality is that if these healthcare providers were selling something worthwhile, they wouldn't need censorship to make their cases. These major companies rely on the government kneecapping the competition, which in this case is the competition of ideas. Again, they're out to get Elon Musk. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. Consumers are shopping early for details this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, wrote, he didn't just buy one 3-pack, he bought two of them. Everyone loves them, Dennis said, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three. But with the 3-pack, you can use a couple for yourself, as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-pack. Everyone loves the thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code HOWIE3, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you could be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIE3. I'm Howie Carr.
Talking something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice.
Howie Carr.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
More journalism in the news. You know, we told you yesterday about that guy, the Sam Brenton, the guy in the DOE, the first gender-fluid guy in the Biden administration. He was arrested for stealing a woman's
suitcase. Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
That story was picked up by at least three newspapers in the UK, the Daily Mail, the Telegraph, the Independent, papers in Canada, the Fox News, the New York Post, the Hill. But you know where it wasn't picked up? It wasn't picked up by the Minneapolis Star Tribune until last night. They wouldn't touch it. They wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot leash because he was into pup stuff, you know, and this guy.
I'm just going to touch it for a second.
The local CBS affiliate in Cincinnati jumped on it, but the local CBS affiliate in Minneapolis would not touch it because, again, it made gender fluids look bad, and we can't have that, can we? No, sir, we cannot. Here's Joy Behar a couple of days ago on Amy Coney Barrett and talking about a group she belonged to, People of Praise, Cut 14.
Coney Barrett's religious faith is being called into question again. There are calls for her to recuse herself from a case which is about a web designer who wants to post a statement that she won't design wedding websites for same-sex couples because it's against her religious beliefs. Now, here's my question. Now, she is, you know, a religious person. She belongs to this People of Praise group, which the Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled them a hate group.
That was Monday. Tuesday, this is what Joy Behar had to say. Cut 15.
I have to clarify something I said yesterday. I want to correct something I said on air when I stated that People of Praise had been deemed a hate group. I just got them mixed up with another group. It was inaccurate. Okay. So I don't think that's right that I should. I have to say, you know, sorry about that. Yeah. It's just, it was, anyway, I conflated them.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That happens, you know, it's easy to do.
That's what you call dripping with sincerity. It's a clarification. She called them a hate group, and it wasn't true. I'm Howie Carr.